The Commissar by Sven Hassel, narrated by Sammy Anderson. When we reached the next town, the Stukas have already visited it and prepared it for the taking. The dust of pulverized bricks and mortar hangs like a red-gray cloud in the air. Artillery and Cossack horses lie in the shattered streets, stiff-legged with swollen bodies. Guns lying on their side, wrecked lorries and mountains of tangled equipment are scattered among the heaps of bodies. Dead and wounded Russian soldiers lie against walls or hang from gaping window openings. Dispassionately, we stare at the bloody scene. It has become an everyday sight. In the beginning, we puked and felt sick to our stomachs. It is a long time since any of us puked. Many have suffered in war, from hunger, from wounds, and from frost. But they suffered most who bore no arms, who died unseen, lost. Those who suffered at human hands, their torturers saw each heart, and around them the land they sprang from, then tore them slowly apart. Nordahl Grieg, freely translated. A soldier's conscience is as wide as hell's gate. William Shakespeare. The Gauleiter was in a hurry. He drove recklessly, taking no heed of the refugees choking the roads. His triple-axled vehicle was heavily loaded. He was the first to have left the city. The vehicle had beer loaded for days. Then the sound of tank guns in the distance persuaded the Gauleiter that the time to start on his travels was now. The only member of his large staff whom he took with him was his young secretary. She believed in the Führer, the party, and the final victory. She pulled her mink coat closer about her. It had once belonged to a rich woman who had died in Auschwitz. They were stopped 4 times by the field police, but the Gauleiter's golden brown uniform was as good as a password. At the last stop, the guards warned them against proceeding further. The next sentries they would meet would be Americans. Their roadblock was where the road turned off from Hof to Munich. A coarse-faced sergeant of snowballs stuck a gun barrel through the vehicle window. The Gauleiter had changed into civilian clothes. "You ain't gone hungry, have you, sausage-eater?"
"He is a Gauleiter," smiled the secretary, who no longer believed in the Führer, the party, and the final victory.
The snowball sergeant emitted a long, low whistle.
"Hear that, boys?"
He turned to his 3-man MP guard.
"This civilian sausage eater is a Gauleiter."
They all laughed.
"Come on,"
said the MP sergeant, prodding the Gauleiter with his gun muzzle.
"Let's take a stroll into the woods and see how the spring crocuses are coming along."
His breath stank of cheap cognac. The secretary heard 3 bursts of automatic fire. White helmets appeared again from the woods. She was halfway across the fields towards the farm and never even heard the next burst of fire which came from behind her. She was dead before her face hit the ground.
"What the hell you shoot her for?"
shouted the sergeant in an irritated voice.
"Scraping, wouldn't you?"
said the corporal cheerfully. He cracked a fresh ammunition clip home with the heel of his hand. Soon afterwards, the next loaded vehicle arrived. Panzer attack.
"Section, halt!"
The old man's voice comes hoarsely over the radio. He throws up the flap of the turret with a metallic crash and pulls his battered old silver-lidded pipe from his pocket in one and the same movement. Hard-boiled as our section leader is, he is still a carpenter at heart. An aura of sawdust and wood shavings hangs around him.
"Blast these bloody things," he swears, turning round with difficulty in the narrow turret aperture.
The new heavy winter underwear makes a man twice his normal size around the waist.
Where's Barcelona and his lot got to?"
I open the side hatch and peer tiredly down the...